His father is present to him. And he had no attitude about himself in this manner. But his father gave preference to him with honor. Did not chastise him. Did not belittle him. According to Scripture, his father didn't even say, "You stink. I want to put this beautiful robe on you, but boy, you'll mess it up. Now you go take a bath and we'll put this robe on you." And that would have been logical. Didn't do that. This boy stinks. Put the robe on him. He gave him preference with honor to a man, to a son who no way had it for himself. I mean, that's a difficult thing to do, to give preference to somebody who doesn't even respect themselves. And here's what the father did. So the father does not treat him as many Christians would. You don't deserve to be treated with honor. You don't deserve to be treated as a member of this household. You have not acted like a member of this household. Therefore, you go live in the stables. Yes, you take care of my stock. You clean the stables for a while. Let me put you on trial. Let me watch you. You earn your way back to being a preferred member of this family. You just earn yourself back. You go sit out there for a while and let me watch you. That's the way most Christians were. You prove that you are a member of this family, not this father. If anyone does not deserve respect, it's the prodigal son. If anyone does not deserve preference, it's the prodigal son. And who makes that very clear for us? Who made it very clear that this son did not really deserve any kind of preference? Remember the story? Huh? The brother. He makes it very clear from the knowledge of true and good and evil and law, this kid does not deserve any preference. Now, here you get a good choice. Which way do you see the son? Do you see the son under law, needing to earn or deserve the preference? Or do you see the son as the father did? He gets preference because he's in the family. That's why. He's come home, boom, that's it. So the father sees him as a son, as a family member, gives him preference in an honorable way. Does not make him crawl, earn it, or anything else. So this is the way people that we should give preference to one another in honor. So our passage, in an honorable manner, give preference to one another. It's a good translation of the daily case. In an honorable manner, give preference to one another. Nothing about earning it. Now let's read the entire passage that has two of these things for us. Let's take a look. Have two of them. Romans 12, and we'll look at 10 through 13, and then we'll close. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Love one another as is fitting in family love. Give preference to one another in an honorable manner. Not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. When we do this, we're serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, devoted to prayer, contributing to the needs of the saints, practicing hospitality. This is what we are to do in reference to one another. Okay, that gives us six of them, and so next week we'll start with number seven. So let's close in a word of prayer. I'm sorry I went over. Thank you for your patience. But I hope you're seeing this is where you and I live. This is where you and I live. Let's close in a word of prayer. Father, Father, you demand so much that we are to love and serve and bear, be devoted.